You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Exactly 4 years ago, on July the 29th, 2013, Jesuit priest Father Paolo Dall'Oglio was abducted in the rebel-held eastern city of Raqqa in Syria. Witnesses said Father Paolo was kidnapped while he was walking in the city, which had fallen under the control of members of the so-called Islamic State. There has been no news of him since. Born in 1954, the Italian priest became a Jesuit in 1975 and worked extensively in dialogue and reconciliation. Father Dall'Oglio served for 30 years at Deir Marmoussa, a 6th-century monastery 80 kilometres north of Damascus, which he single-handedly transformed from a desert outpost of Syriac Catholicism into an internationally celebrated interfaith cultural centre. Poet and author Mariusz Koszyczowski met Father Dall'Oglio on more than one occasion whilst travelling in his beloved Syria. He told me how Father Paolo loved the monastery right from the beginning and worked hard to reconstruct and restore the Deir Marmoussa complex and transform it into a centre of interfaith dialogue.
The monastery of Deir Marmoussa was right up in the mountains. At that point, there was no road leading to it. One had to walk over a mountain to get there. It was that isolated. And I was walking there, and lo and behold, there's Father Paolo coming with his arm in a black sling. And he looked at me, he said, "Are you the doctor?" And I said, "Yes, perhaps, but not the one you're looking for." And we hit it off immediately. He had broken his arm while chasing goats in the hills. It's a very wild and rough area where he lives. He went to have his arm set at the hospital and came back. And we went into a valley, just the two of us. There was the reddish stone, the blue sky, and just us. And we spoke and spoke and spoke. And it was quite the most wonderful conversation we had. Going right back to when he first came to the ruins of Deir Marmoussa, where he stayed there alone. I think it was for 2 weeks. It was rancid water and bugs and everything else. And he knew then, he had an epiphany of sorts, that he would have to come back to this place and restore it. And Deir Marmoussa is it is the greatest instance of early Syriac art in the whole Middle East. The chapel has all these primitive paintings, frescoes, and one worries as much for the survival of this extraordinary site.
It's also a place where Syrians who want to can find refuge and a place of reflection and of learning.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it was a place where many Muslims went to.
I remember him coming to the radio. He was a big bear of a man with a lot of energy.
Yes, I describe him in my book as being one of God's athletes. He was, he got right down there and worked with everyone else, you know. An extraordinarily, extraordinarily charismatic man. Not without pride. He said pride was the one thing against which he had to continually battle. But I think in the years since I met him, he became one of the most vital figures in the country. It was upon him that one could perhaps build a vision of some kind of building of bridges in the future.
That was the poet and author Mariusz Koszyczowski speaking there of his memories of Father Paolo Dall'Oglio.